الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Very short hadith. It contains very important meaning. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, التاجر الصدوق الأمين يحشر يوم القيامة مع الأنبياء والصديقين والشهداء. This hadith has many narrations. Some of them mention just التاجر الصدوق without الأمين. Some of them التاجر الصدوق الأمين. All in all, التاجر, this hadith is talking about the trader, the merchant, businessman. The one who's working with money, selling, buying, trading. Prophet Muhammad says, any person who's working in this area, if he is صدوق and أمين, and look, these two titles, they were exclusively for whom? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca, before they, you know, he received the revelation. Sadiq, okay, honest, truthful, Ameen, trustworthy. Sadiq, Ameen, if he just Sadiq, Ameen, at the day of judgment, he will be in the company. You know, we believe in the resurrection congregation, al-Nushur, al-Ba'ath, al-Hashr. You know these terms. We have the resurrection and the congregation for the accountability. At that time, this stager will be in the same level with prophets, messengers, saints, holy people, and shuhada al-martyrs. Can you imagine? So from one angle, this is an indication how difficult it is to maintain your level of iman with money. It's not easy. This is an indirect indication that money is one of the amazing tests for the people, which is, we can see this. Most of the people, they fail in this exam. Most of the people, believers and non-believers. One, from another angle, there is a good glad tidings. If you pass this test, this is a good news. That you have done one of the best things in Islam. Just dealing with money. You are a business person, you have a supermarket, you are a mechanic, you have a small shop, selling, buying, services, doing, helping, fixing, doing anything. You are a trader, a tajir. Just, you were really trustworthy, saying the truth, honest. This is the cost, this is the profit. This is what happened, this is what I fixed, further. You know, because amazingly, because the traders in general, they can hide 90% of what they can do. You can't know. Imagine myself going to fix my car, for example. I have a problem, mechanical problem, or to fix my computer, laptop. For God's sake, do I know what they do when they fix it, the hardware? He can claim that I changed something and this is $100, $200, $600, I will pay. God knows, I don't know what he did, I don't know. If he does not fear Allah, he can play the game perfectly and no one can tell. But subhanAllah, this is from what I said from one angle, it's one of the difficult tasks, the tests really it is. From another angle, good news, if we are able to pass this test, the money. And I conclude the message. Sometimes, you know, Islam, Prophet Muhammad gives us like different levels of tests, because not every one of us has the problem. And in other, some other hadith, Prophet Muhammad says, مَا تَرَكْتُ فِتْنَةً هِيَ أَشَدُّ عَلِ الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. One of the best and most powerful fitna trial against men in this ummah, basically their fitna with women. Now, in reality, it's not necessarily applicable 100% on every single person. Some people, their first fitna with money. So when we take everything, sometimes everyone, some of us, maybe his biggest fitna is women. Some people, their biggest fitna is money. But for example, okay? So it's good always to have the knowledge to see in which category I have the biggest fitna, which is my weakest point, which is my powerful point. Let's work to make sure not to fall in the trap in the point of weakness that I'm suffering from. And inshallah, if we pass the test, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be like a good news, inshallah, at Yawm al-Mahshar, bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla. Assalamu alaikum.